Hi, Audio Boom. It's Jenny Newman here. I just thought I'd start a topic about things that annoy us about being blind. Now, I know I mentioned the other week about, you know, people not reading leaflets out and stuff like that, but I'm not going to talk about that. You know, I'm not going to talk about it. This is really to do with obstacles that are lying around on the floor where you can fall over and things. In supermarkets, you get, stationary trolleys all the time, and people stopping to chat. Now, I don't generally go to a supermarket when my dad goes. Whenever I do go out with him, I just generally stay in the car. But, you know, sometimes I get the experience from outside, and it is very, very, very busy at times, you know, especially around about Christmas time when everybody is anxious to do their Christmas shopping and stuffing last-minute things into the trolleys and stuff like that, ready for Christmas. Another thing I notice and I find that really annoying is when things are left on stairs or on top of, or bottom of the escalator. Now, I have mentioned the similar topic like this in the SBOPA group a couple of years ago, but I just thought I'd bring it up now on the iTalk. So, the big question. Have you ever experienced obstacles lying around? And how does it make you feel? Do you get annoyed? Does it annoy you? Or, you know, do you get stressed about it? Or, I don't know, what are your experiences with obstacles lying around? What I really hate, now, we do try and avoid that if possible. I have a niece and a nephew. Obviously, like, playing with the toys. And, I remember, this hasn't happened lately, but, this is before my niece was born, actually, I think. But, they kicked. My sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephew came to our house one year. My nephew used to like playing with cars. I was walking upstairs to the bathroom to do my duties, you know. And then I was coming downstairs. I noticed there's some toys left on the stairs. Now, yeah, I know children are children, you know, and we don't know better, but, you know. Well, yeah, then they think, mind the cars, and then my sister goes, no. Why don't you pick them up? She can't see the car, so you pick them up, please. And then, you know, that's it. So that's my irritants, really, being blind. Obstacles lying around. So yeah, like I say, just give us your thoughts about how you feel about obstacles lying around. Some people might not even feel annoyed. They might just be a bit stressed about it, you know. We might stress about it, you know. You know, it's not surprising being blind. So, yeah, sorry if this has been a rambly one, but I just want to get my point across. Yeah, so. Oh, and another thing. When I was in college, that was a really big problem. I did have a support worker and I had my cane. There was a time when I was walking along very innocently, and then, without warning, bang, I kind of tripped over a bag or something lying on the floor. Now, you can't blame me for not using my cane, because I did. Yeah, and, I nearly fell over and tripped over a bag that someone left on the floor. So, and I was with my support worker as well, so, you know. But she made sure I was fine and everything. So, yeah, just basically give your thoughts about how you feel about obstacles being left lying around on escalators or anywhere, really. Yeah. Okay. I won't ramble on too long. All right. Bye.
Pause recording. Button.